from the Miami Beach Convention Center, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Here's your Cruise News Briefs for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. If there ever was a single message to come out of the SeaTrade Cruise Global State of the Industry panel on Tuesday, it was that all the cruise lines are in it together when it comes to the recovery. As Royal Caribbean Group CEO Richard Fain explained, the cruise lines aren't competing with one another so much as they are competing against hotels, resorts, and other land-based vacation opportunities. Carnival Corporation CEO Arnold Donald said that while the shutdown had been a trying time for all, things are now pointed in the right direction as nearly half of Carnival Corporation's fleet is back to sailing again. And as first reported by Royal Caribbean blog, Royal Caribbean will now offer limited COVID testing at the terminal on embarkation day for U.S.-based cruises. The tests will be offered on a limited basis and are intended for those who can't find tests ahead of time or get the results in time for their sailing. The pierside tests will cost $99 per person and will be open to fully vaccinated passengers by appointment only. And to end on a lighter note, MSC Cruises has announced that six loggerhead sea turtle nests have been found on its private island, Ocean Key. The line reported that hundreds of baby turtles have been making their way towards the ocean from the nests. Before MSC took over the island, the Bahamian island was being used as an industrial sand excavation site. Since identifying the nests, MSC has been monitoring them to ensure that the baby turtles have the best chance of survival. Very cool there. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 26.17. Royal Caribbean down 0.5%, 91.97. And Norwegian down 1.5%, 27.93. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. On Scarlet Lady, one of Virgin Voyage's brand new ships here in Port Miami, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.